Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
On this Wednesday, I am thinking about cable news and how it has changed dramatically since I created a very successful program in prime time 24 years ago. In fact, the venerable and liberal Ted Koppel stated publicly that I am responsible for wrecking TV news. Thank you, Ted. Anyway, it's difficult to watch cable news these days because the pundits and guests refuse to answer direct questions, and the cable moderators allow the invasion, something that rarely happened in the no-spin zone that I created. This week on Fox News, for example, a Biden supporter was asked why old Joe did not mention the violent protests in his campaign speech during the convention. Well, the woman looked into the camera and said, President Trump encourages right-wing violence, not even close to answering the question about Mr. Biden. Then the other guest, a Trump person, was asked why the president didn't criticize the 17-year-old who killed two aggressive protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin. She also looked into the camera and said, Biden is a dimwit or something. So I asked myself, why am I watching dodgeball? The sad truth is that television news, which remains the biggest draw in the news industry, no longer seeks to enlighten. Ideology has replaced information. To me, it's mostly boring, so I'm reading a lot more. And by the way, my new book, Killing Crazy Horse, is out next week. Yes, that's a plug, but I promise the book is far more exciting than anything you'll see on cable news. Now this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.